But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him, and went to him, and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast, and brought him to an inn, and took care of him. And on the morrow, when he departed, he took out 2 pence, and gave them to the host, and said to him, Take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee. Which now of these 3, thinkest thou, was neighbor unto him that fell among thieves? And he said, He that showed mercy on him. Then said Jesus unto him, Go, and do thou likewise. Hello, my friends, and welcome once again to another edition of the Answer the Call broadcast. This, of course, is Brother Nick stepping in for this evening. Tonight, we're finishing our study on the Good Samaritan series. This evening, we're going to entitle it, Let's Be Good Samaritans. If you recall from last week's study, we looked at 2 of the 3 men the Lord Jesus Christ spoke of. The first man in verse 31, he was this priest. If you remember that the priest, of course, here in this parable represents religious people. America is full of religious people. Millions of people every Sunday go to church, they sit, they soak, they sour, and that's what we like to call pew warmers. My prayer is that it's never said of you, my friends, that you are simply a priest or simply a religious person going to church. The second man we looked at was in verse 32. That was a Levite. So who is a Levite? A Levite, of course, was a person in the Old Testament set apart for the work of the tabernacle and the temple. He is supposed to be that person that not only hears the word of God, but actually does something about it. Well, this Levite here, of course, is actually represented as those that are spectators in the church. They see what's going on, they hear what's going on, but they refuse to do anything about it. They don't serve, they don't give, they don't care. If you also recall from last week, in both verses 31 and 32, these men had something in common, and that was they had the same perception. Both of these men looked, they saw the state of this man, and yet they did nothing. They simply, as both verses said, passed by on the other side. They had the same opportunity, they had the same chance, but they chose to just leave this man. God is not looking for religious people in his church. God is not looking for spectators in his church. God is looking for some good Samaritans. And this is why, this evening, my friends, we are getting to the finishing part of our study of the Good Samaritan series. We're picking up there now in verses 33 through 35 in Luke chapter 10, 33 through 35. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him. And he went to him, bound up his wounds, and poured in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast, and brought him to an inn, and took care of him. And on the morrow when he departed, he took out 2 pence, and gave them to the host, and said unto him, Take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee. I will repay thee. Let's look now at what can make any one of us a good Samaritan. In verse 33 it says, But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was. Folks, that right there is a great first step into reaching the lost for Jesus Christ. We got to go exactly where people are, spiritually and physically speaking. You and I need to go where they are. We need to tell them the story of the Lord Jesus Christ. You remember over there in Luke chapter 14, verse 23, where the Lord talked about a certain man? He said, Go out into the highways and hedges and compel them to come in, that my house may be full. Folks, don't just settle for hoping that loved ones and neighbors will come to Christ. We must go where they are. We must bring Christ to them, and then we can bring them to Christ. It also says here, in the same verse in Luke chapter 10, it says, He came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him. Unlike the other 2 men we read before, that was in verses 31 and 32, this Levite and this priest, this Samaritan, he saw him, He perceived him. He had compassion on him. So this Samaritan not only came where he was, he not only saw his condition, but he was moved with compassion. And what did that compassion do? It produced in him, in this Samaritan, real love. Now let's look at verse number 34. It says, "And went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, set him on his own beast, and brought him to an inn and took care of him." So this man cared so much to take his own supply. This Samaritan cared so much, he took of his own supply to help this injured man. He took of his own time. He took of his own energy. He took of his own just to give to this wandering pilgrim. He doesn't even know his name. The story is told of a man by the name of John Pullen. He was a Christian and a banker in North Carolina. He seemed to be living a daily embodiment of love. His pockets, of course, were always filled with things for children, with gifts and books for adults, with simple things which gave him easy access to the hearts and minds of strangers, permitting him to speak a word for his blessed Savior. Mr. Pullen never seemed to be happy unless he was giving, and he gave in order to give the message of Christ. A preacher went to a cemetery to bury a very poor man. To his surprise, he discovered that the person was not being buried in a potter's field, but in a beautiful portion of the cemetery. Upon inquiring, the preacher found that John Pullen owned that part of the cemetery and kept it for strangers and the poor of God's children. Now that's the kind of Samaritan we all need to be, folks. Not just the people who say we love God, but people who actually do love God and live according to what God says. Now let's go back to verse 34 again. He says, "And he went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. And on the morrow, when he departed, he took out 2 pence and gave to the host, and said unto him, Take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee." I will repay thee. So this Samaritan not only bandaged him up, he not only took him to the inn, which today we, of course, would call that a hospital. He not only took care of him and all of that, he also paid for his expenses. Can you imagine that? Somebody paying for your expenses? They don't even know your name. They don't even know who you are, but they are willing to step out and do something, not to be recognized, but because they are a good Samaritan. I believe the purpose of this parable was to show us that it's not about who we are, but who Christ is. He is the one that saw us in our wretched and helpless state, and he is the one who has delivered us because he is truly the one to get all the glory and praise and honor, destroyed by this world or left for dead, and yet in all of his glory and holiness and his perfectness, the Lord Jesus Christ came down here, looked on us sinners, and showed us mercy. In verse 36, the Lord then asked this lawyer a question, "Which now of these three thinkest thou was neighbor unto him that fell among thieves?" By the way, that's a great question to ask any of us. Who really is our neighbor? Is it simply someone who looks like us and talks like us? Or is it anybody we come across? Now let's look in verse 37. This man responds with, "He that showed mercy on him." Then said Jesus unto him, "Go, and do thou likewise." This is the final step in our efforts to win the lost to Christ. We need and must show people mercy. Now, by mercy, I don't mean tolerance. We don't tolerate a person's sinful lifestyle or behavior. We love them enough to tell them the truth and live a life that shows that. Many years ago, in London, there was a young man teaching in one of the boys' clubs. This was in the early 1900s. When he was asked one of the boys where they lived, the boy said, "I will show you." The boy took the teacher down to an old building on a horrible street. He pointed out a box in the corner and he said, "That's where I live." The boy pointed out to barrels and boxes and holes in walls under buildings where many, many boys slept. In one group, there were 11 boys, ages 9 to 16, huddled together with their miserable rags for bed coverings. The little boy who was guiding the young man around said, "Shall I wake them? Do you want to talk to them? Or shall I take you to another area? There are lots and lots of areas just like this one." After seeing this touching scene, the young man couldn't sleep. When the morning came, after a glimpse of the awful poverty and degradation in which hundreds of the city's boys lived, he had determined his life's work. In a great passion to help others, he took upon himself to help the boys of London. This, of course, is the story behind Dr. Bernardo's homes, built in England, Scotland, and Canada. Boys were taken from the streets and gutters and given a chance. For over 40 years, through the aid of loyal helpers whom he inspired to share the task, Dr. Bernardo fed, clothed, trained, and taught poor boys and sent them out into good homes and places of usefulness. When Mr. Bernardo died, men of affairs and women who loved him, men leading their own sons by the hand, men strong in body and soul, very successful as the world counts success, men who own prosperous farms, men in the professions, men in high places, men in government, all stood with bowed heads and tear-filled eyes as they remembered the poverty from which they had been rescued by a man that had compassion. Folks, we need to be people that show mercy, but we need to be people who honestly show compassion. Like this man was asked by our Savior, "Which now of these three thinkest thou was neighbor unto him that fell among thieves?" And he said, "He that showed mercy on him." Then said Jesus unto him, "Go and do thou likewise." Remember, this entire conversation was started by a man trying to justify himself before the Lord. We need to stop trying to justify ourselves to the Lord, my friends. We need to be good Samaritans. Will you answer the call?